Snow globes, inarguably rain as a hallmark of tourist kitsch. The Eiffel Tower, Mount Rushmore, or Graceland, encased in plastic, swimming in liquid, tiny white flakes falling, a perfect gift for the relative who needs nothing or collects everything. Keychains, coffee mugs, and t-shirts may compete for souvenir dollars, but for Dick Heibel, the snow globe reigns supreme. Mr. Heibel repairs snow globes from around the world, and he joins us from his basement workshop in Northfield, Minnesota. Hi, Mr. Heibel.
Hi there.
Now, how exactly do you repair a snow globe?
Well, first you have to clean all the debris out of it, the broken glass and the sealant, and the music has to come out. Then you go from there. Usually the figures are okay. If they're broken, I usually can replace them. Then you fix the figure together and make the globe sterile so that the water doesn't go bad. And then you fill the globe with the liquid, plug the thing in and seal it up and put the music in, and it's all ready to go again.
For those that have music in them? And
most of them have music in them.
The big ones?
Well, you'd be surprised. They're getting more intricate every year. And now with the digital recording on chips, there are some that talk to you and they quote scriptures and they sing and they do all kinds of things. They blow snow. You don't have to tip them anymore. They're getting quite complicated.
Now, what do you use for, what we call the snow?
Well, that's a manufactured item. It's a plastic substance of some kind, and it's granular with a lot of little holes in it, and it's light and it floats real easily in the liquid.
Has it always been like that?
No. Years ago, they used chips of bone, and then from there they went chips of porcelain, and then they used a glycerin in the water to make it float easier.
In addition to mending broken globes, Dick Heibel also repairs other treasured mementos, music boxes.
Well, I just finished a very lovely Regina. They were a vacuum cleaner company, that name you've heard before.
Yeah.
It's a very large clockwork mechanism that plays a perforated disc. And they came out with the right combination that made the most beautiful sound that you ever heard. It was before woofers and tweeters and amplification and all that sort of thing. This is just metal with a special kind of wood and a unique way of putting it together that sounds glorious.
Dick Heibel repairs snow globes and music boxes in his Northfield, Minnesota workshop.